Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.
Flamboyant, entertainment-driven churches give a false impression that the Christian life is easy here on earth. But it's not. It's tough. And I know some of you are nodding your heads, right? I mean, we go through tough stuff here. But no trial compares to the fact of eternal security in heaven with our beloved Lord. This week, as we continue our series on overcoming pain, I want you to know that, yes, for every believer, including me, God's best is yet to come. Heaven is our home country, fellow believers, and we'll spend eternity with the King of Glory. Hallelujah! I am just so human, it's unbelievable. But Jesus is my Savior. And as he said in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So take God's word for it. Jesus said, "But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So no matter what you're going through, you can erase defeat from your vocabulary, because victory remains secure in Christ, who overcame the world. And that includes what we're going through right now. So you just bring it to Jesus. I'm going to bring it to Jesus. I'm currently, you know, as I've referred before, I've been in physical pain, and that's why I'm doing this series on pain, so that we all won't get too discouraged, but rather stay encouraged in Christ. So this week's prayer tip, the prayer tip of the week. Let's remember that we are never going to be defeated because Jesus has already overcome. And share John 16:33, the one that I just read, with someone else in pain. And let's pray together and just pour our hearts out to him. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We love you. Sometimes we don't understand things, but we are also unable to understand such love and joy and peace that you give us in Christ. We thank you for the fact that your love never changes. We thank you that nothing separates us from you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Savior and Lord. Some of us realize that we haven't yet put our faith in you, Lord Jesus, and so we do so right now. We stop trying to do things our way, trying so hard to earn your approval, and instead we just receive your gift of eternal life. We receive you, Jesus, as our Savior and Lord. We confess our sins. We ask for forgiveness and we repent of them, of these. We just ask, Lord, that you would reign in our hearts, that you would comfort our hearts. I pray for each person in pain. Please, Lord, help them sense your presence. Grant them relief. Grant them healing. Grant them grace, no matter what you choose to do at this time. Give us faith, Lord, that we may just really enjoy each day with you. And help us to love others. Help us to love you. And we just receive your love and thank you for pouring your love into our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. And remember, folks, you can send your prayer requests 24/7 at our website, prayingpals.org. We now have over 6,000 prayer warriors who have signed up worldwide. And it's exciting to hear praise reports. We send out a weekly devotional, praise report list, and prayer request list. And there's no risk for gossip because we pray over a list with first names only. So stay involved in your local church and enjoy Jesus every day, not just Sunday. And remember, Jesus loves you.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.